Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, this is your host, Pastor Alyssa Narvaez, and this is the Miracle Network Church. And I'm so excited for what God is going to do in this season, in your life, in the lives of his people, and even in my life. Let us go to the throne of grace and lift up the true and living God on this day. Dear Heavenly Father, we just bless your name. We magnify you. We glorify you. We thank you for being all that you are. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for making the way. Every day is a new day. Every day is a new mercy that we see. And so we lift you up even right now, God. We ask that you come into the midst of the service, Heavenly Father, and minister to the hearts and the minds of your people, oh, Father God. Oh, Bashatarobaya, God. Oh, how we bless your name, God. Oh, how we lift you up, God. Oh, Hisharasanagan. Let's lift up Jesus on the day. Oh, we magnify your name, God. We glorify your name, God. You know, God is able to do it. You're able to do it for us, oh, Father God. And because of this, we say thank you. We thank you because you created the heavens and the earth. We thank you because you created the birds and the bees. We thank you because you created the trees and the clouds. We thank you because you're the creator of all living things. We thank you for life on the day, God. We thank you for health and strength on the day, God. We thank you because you're a healer, oh, Father God. We thank you because you're a deliverer. Oh, Father God, we thank you because you set us free, oh, Father God. We thank you on the day, oh, Father God. Oh, Bashatasana, God, we're pressing into your spirit, oh, Father God, on this day, God, for this is the day that you have made, oh, Father God, and we're going to be... And we're going to rejoice and be glad in it, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God. We bless you, oh, Father God. We honor you, oh, Father God. We say hallelujah, oh, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God. We know that when praises go up, oh, Father God, your blessings shower down on us, oh, Father God. I pray for the people, oh, Father God. Move on their lives in a mighty way, oh, Father God. Do it, Jesus. Do it right now, oh, Father God. Meet them in the middle of their situation. Meet them in the middle of their heartache, oh, Father God. Meet them in the middle, oh, Father God. The middle of the lonely night, oh, Father God. Meet them, God. Oh, Bashatasana, God. I know that you can meet them, God. And I know that you're able. I know that you're willing. I know that you love your people, oh, Father God. For you said in your word that you so love the people that you sent your only begotten Son. And whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life, according to John 3:16.
And God told me to let you know on a day, men and women out there, hallelujah, Jesus, that he will make your life joyous when you follow him. For the Bible declares that, hallelujah, God, to take up your cross and follow God daily. If I could minister to you a little bit on a day, hallelujah, Jesus, God desires that you take up your cross every day and follow him. Hallelujah, the cross of your afflictions, the cross of your burdens, the cross of your life. Hallelujah, for everybody has a cross on a day. Oh, Bashata, son of God, your cross may not be like my cross, and my cross may not be like your cross, but a cross is an affliction that goes up, and an affliction that goes down, and an affliction that goes crossways. It's horizontal, Hashata Robayagan, and it's vertical as well. And so we thank God for our afflictions on the day. But God said if any man would follow him, that it'll be like water springing up into everlasting life, and out of the belly will flow rivers of living water. This is what happens when you follow God. So even though you have a cross to bear, God promises when you take up your cross and follow him that he will like make your life joyous. Why? It's because of the book of Matthew. Hallelujah, Jesus. Matthew 13:20 says, but he that received the seed in stony places, the same is he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it. Amen. God will give you a joy to even be able to receive his word. And this is where the following God and taking up your cross begins. It begins with hearing the word of God and following the word of God. For when you follow the word of God, you follow Christ. Oh, help me on today, Holy Spirit. You know, following Christ gives us many benefits. Amen. And one of the benefits that I want to share with you on today is joy. Hallelujah. For the Bible declares that when the three wise men followed the star, in Matthew 2:10, it says, when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. Amen. God told, hallelujah, the three, hallelujah, God, men, hallelujah, God, that were, hallelujah, God, hallelujah, Jesus, the three men that were pillars on the earth. Hallelujah. He said, follow the star of David. Hallelujah. To pack up your things and follow. And the Bible said, when they follow the star and they saw the star, hallelujah, God, they rejoice with exceeding great joy. What does that word exceeding mean? Hallelujah. That means, hallelujah, God, more than you can ever imagine, you can bear. Hallelujah. Just an overwhelming bubbling up inside of the spirit. I'm not talking about the flesh, but the spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, that has joy. Oh, help us on a day, God. Those three wise men, when they followed the star of David, oh, Bashata, son of God, the Bible said that they had an exceedingly great joy. You know, God wants to give you a great joy on a day. God wants to give you a joy on a day. A joy that passes understanding. A joy, hallelujah, Jesus. A joy that the world didn't give to you. But a joy that comes from Christ himself. For he said in his word, to pick up your cross and follow me. And I'll give you joy. Joy that no man can comprehend. A joy that no man can understand. A joy that's found in your heart. When all the things are going wrong in your life, oh, there'll be a banner that stands up against the wiles of the enemy. And that banner is called joy. Don't you want joy on a day? Well, take up your cross and follow Christ. Take up the afflictions of your life and follow the true and living God. For he said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And any man want to get to God, you got to go through King Jesus first. The King Jesus of your joy. When all things are going wrong in your life, when you can't make the car payment, when you can't make the house payment, I believe I'm preaching to somebody out there on a day. No. I believe I'm speaking to somebody's situation on a day. No. When all the things are going wrong in your life. No. When everything is topsy-turvy. No. It's a crazy turnaround. No. You can't seem to make ends meet. No. Oh, yes, God said, no. There are some financial situations out there. No. That folks cannot meet. No. And God has let me know on a day. No. There are some bills out there. No. That can't nobody meet. No. You can't go to mama. No. You can't go to brother or sister. No. You can't even go to sugar daddy. No. Sugar daddy can't even meet the bill. No. But God is showing me on a day. No. He said, I am the Redeemer. No. He said, I am your rock and your deliverance. No. And I'm the only one that can make that bill. No. There are some things out there that people are dealing with on a day, nah, that nobody can do anything about it. Nah. You may turn to the employer, nah, and they can't even help you. Nah. There are some things out there, nah, God said you're going through on a day, nah, but if you take up your cross, nah, your cross of affliction, nah, the cross of the needs not being met, nah, if you take up your cross, nah, God said to let you know, that I'll give you a joy, that springs up to everlasting life, forever and ever and ever, you'll be joyous and happy, even when it's all said and done, you'll be in eternity happy, for the Bible declares, oh, Bashata, Son of God, I said the Bible declares, that he's the bright and morning star, he's so bright, that his countenance brightens heaven. It is the light of heaven. He's the light of Judah. A joy you can't comprehend. See, what you have to understand is God said 90% of the people that are on the earth, they lack joy. I'm not talking about a joy you find in a sugar daddy. I'm talking about a joy you find inside of the root, the root of your life, the root of David, I'm not talking about a joy, you're fine in your children, but I'm talking about a joy, that's found in the hand that I am, I'm talking about a joy, that can make you happy, when you don't have a dime in your pocket, I'm talking about a joy, that can make you happy, if you're sitting on bricks, oh yes, some of y'all out there, know what it's like to sit on bricks, it seems as though your knuckles, are all that you have to walk on, oh, you gotta get down low, but God is a God, that understands and cares. See, God said in his word, that he didn't even have a place to lay his head, he said foxes have holes, and birds have nests, but the Son of God, he has no way to lay his head. Why was that? Because God, he went around the cities, teaching and preaching. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Joy is standing in your face. And take up your cross and follow me. Cast your cares on me. For I care for you. He was going around the cities, teaching and preaching that the kingdom of heaven is at hand, and there is a joy that is found, O Bashata Sunda, on this side of your life. Hallelujah, Jesus. God said he'll make your life joyous when you follow him. Hallelujah, God. Jude 1 and 24 declares, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Now unto him that is able, get with Jude 1 and 24, because it says, now unto him that is able. A lot of people are able to do some things, but it's only Christ that's able to do everything. For the Bible says that with God something, with man some things are impossible, but with God on your side, all things are possible. He's the only man, he's the only man that we know able to do the exceedingly, that's able to do the abundantly, that's able to do all that you can, more than you can ask or think of. Now unto him that is able. That's all I need to know right there. Now unto him that is able. Oh, there's able in God. For he is able. He's able to turn around your situation. Take up your cross and follow him on a day. He's able to bring it to pass. Take up your cross and follow God on a day. He's able, to put all your enemies behind you. Take up your cross and follow him. That's all you got to do. He's able to do it. He's able to be your love in the middle of the night. You know, it's a lot of lonely people out there. It's a lot of people that don't have somebody to hold them at night. But God is able to be your lover and your best friend. God is able to keep you. God is able to wipe your tears. God is able, to be a rock in a weary land. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling. Oh, there's a lot of falling people out there. You're falling on sinking sand. You just have no joy in your heart. You have no love in your heart. You're broken and broke down. You're busted and confused. But now unto him that is able to keep you from falling. That means when your leg goes to slip and you get a back break in your hip, he's able to keep you from falling. That means he's able to keep you from perishing, to wipe out your life. He's able to keep your mind together. He's able to keep you sane. Insanity won't knock at your door. He's able to keep you from falling down and can't get up. For the Bible declares that a righteous man falls seven times, but God is able to keep him from falling, meaning he'll pick him back up every time. God said to let you know, to take up your cross and follow him. Follow him, for there's joy. Joy. Joy down in your soul. He's able to keep you and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory. You got to know today that Christ is your intercessor. Christ is the one that reconciles you back into the right standing of God. For the Bible declares that we were enemies of God, but it's Christ Jesus. I might as well teach a little bit. Can I teach you on today? It's Christ Jesus that puts you back in the right standing with God. It's Christ Jesus that is your atonement. It's Christ Jesus that is your justification. It's Christ Jesus that makes you sanctified. It's Christ Jesus that covers you in the blood. It's Christ Jesus that washes you in the blood. It's Christ Jesus. Oh, by Shatta, Son of God. It's Christ Jesus to present you faultless before the presence of his glory. Oh, Bashata, Son of, what glory is that? That's the glory of God in the Holy Spirit. With exceeding great joy. With exceeding joy, the Bible declares. Hallelujah, Jesus. You can catch me at the website, AlyssaNarvaez.com. Hallelujah. We have so many exciting things that are going on for your joy. We're walking in the presence of healing crusades. Oh, Vashata, Son of God. We're going to be, hallelujah, on March the 13th, we're going to be in Lansing, Michigan. Hallelujah. I take that back. On March the 13th, we are going to be in Obashata Sana, Macon, Georgia. On March the 17th, we're going to be in Lansing, Michigan. Hallelujah. God, on February 14th of this year, on Valentine's Day, we are going to be in Akron, Ohio. Hallelujah. On March the 29th, we are going to be in Anaheim, California. Hallelujah. God is moving by his Spirit in healing. Hallelujah, God. We've got a lot of exciting things going on the website. Amen. Hallelujah. We've got CDs. We've got books coming out. There are just so many things. Amen. We've got a prophetic seer course. Hallelujah. The School of the Prophets. You've got to get to the website, AlyssaNarvaez.com. And remember that God is able, Christ is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless with exceeding joy before the presence of his glory. And God said in his word, that he will make your life joyous when you follow him. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. We just bless God even on a day. Find that quiet time with God. Excuse me. Find that quiet moment, that quiet space with God, and just talk to him. Talk to Christ and tell him all about your troubles. He already knows about your problems. He just wants a relationship with you. He wants, hallelujah, God, to commune with you. He wants a friendship with you because we are a friend. The Bible says that he is a friend to us. Amen. We are a friend to God. Amen. And he wants a friendship. You can have a friend, but if there's no ship behind it, then there's nothing there. Amen. There is no communication. There is no interchange of thoughts and ideas. God wants to know what's on your heart. He wants you to tell him what's on your heart. God wants a relationship with you wherever you are in your walk with Christ. If you don't know Christ, if you know Christ, if you got away from Christ, he just wants a simple friendship with you. He said, let you know again that he is your friend. He's a friend when you have no friend. And this friend gives you joy. I just feel joy all down in my soul, even right now. I've been your host, Pastor Alyssa Narvez. Remember, take 10 minutes out of your day. Start with 10 minutes. Then build your way up to 15 minutes. Just take time out of your day to talk with God. Talk to him. He wants to be your friend on a day. I've been your host, Pastor Alyssa Narvez. I will see you again tomorrow. We have Sunday service at 12 noon, and God has a word prepared for you. I look forward to seeing you at the Healing Crusades. We're going all around the nation, all around the world, in the name of Jesus Christ, healing and delivering people, hallelujah, from the afflictions. I will see you then. I'm keeping you in prayer, and I'm keeping you lifted up, and I thank God for you. In Jesus' name, God bless you. Bye-bye.